Hello, I'm Nikki Daniels, Head of Innovation Martlesham, and I'm here today with Yuri Anderson, CEO of IM Company and Goka. Well, thank you so much for joining me by phone today, Yuri. I'm really keen to kick off this podcast by asking about the company, how it started, what the technology is, and of course, the sectors that you focus on.
Thank you very much for that. It's my pleasure to be here today, and thanks for having me. So, Goka focuses on securing the machine-to-machine communication of the future. What we're seeing today is there is an increasing number of devices out there. Up to 1 trillion devices are expected to be connected in the next few years. And that's causing a lot of issues. They communicate over a very complex web of networks. They go from one technology to another one. They go from one operator to another one. And in the complexity of this communication arises the need for a higher level of cybersecurity, because the attack surfaces are just increasing exponentially, and that gives nefarious actors a way in to disrupt all of these communications and the networks. So Goka's approach to this is representing a complete paradigm shift. We focus not on the networks, but we focus on securing the devices themselves. And we're using unique fingerprinting technology in order to generate unique and unforgeable identities for these devices. And that is really what creates trust in the communication between these devices. So there are a lot of areas of applicability to this. We started out in automotive because this is where we saw that there was a big problem with vehicles being hacked. Of course, the reason they were being hacked was that vehicles are now becoming connected, increasingly so. They're really just becoming computers on wheels with an internet connection. And that led a way in for these hackers to exploit these vulnerabilities. But we are really looking at smart cities and smart mobility in a more general sense. So we're not just looking at vehicles, land vehicles, we're also looking at drones, and we're looking at the telecommunications that underpins all of this connectivity.
It was interesting to hear Goka is active in making IoT secure, because we hear quite frequently of the concerns about security around smart cities and smart mobility. How significant do you think solving the security issues are in the growth of all things smart?
So Nikki, this is incredibly important. The cybersecurity really underpins all of these connected IoT systems that we're trying to build. And this is so important because there's so many benefits that can be reaped from smart cities and smart mobility systems. There are, for example, the ability to manage our traffic and transport systems in a more effective way so that we can reduce commuting times, we can reduce the number of accidents, and so on. And we can also improve the environment around us, and that is also reliant on having good IoT communication. But of course, there will always be people out there who try to disrupt these systems, whether it be for financial gain or for geopolitical gain or whatever it might be. So we need to protect those systems, and we need to do that right from day one. So we are sure that we design these systems with security in mind, because otherwise we won't be able to reap all of those benefits that we expect to get out of this. And this is where telecoms becomes very, very important. Of course, that is the glue that glues all of these systems together. And we need to go down to the very basic level and actually securing those telecoms. And that's really where we can see all of those benefits come to fruition. So it is particularly important for the telecom sector.
So just picking up on what you've said about Goka being active in the telecom sector, could you expand a bit more on where you see the sector's challenges in terms of your own interests, please?
Yeah. So Goka's technology is complementary to quantum key distribution in that it addresses some of the shortcomings of that technology. For example, we can stretch the effective bandwidth of this transmission of keys, and we can also help deliver that out to the last mile, to the end users, where they might not have an optical connection such as fiber or free space line of sight direct optics. So these are active projects that we are currently engaging in, and we are developing solutions for this, and we are looking forward to seeing that actually being rolled out in the next few years, hopefully in the real world. With mobility, there are a number of challenges, I think, for telecoms companies. For example, there is a lot more data being generated by vehicles, for example, road vehicles. This needs to be securely transferred to a number of different parties, for example, the owners of these vehicles, the operators, or the manufacturers. And that poses challenges for telcos. It poses challenges in terms of the business model, and they need to find new ways of monetizing some of this data and not just becoming a data pipe, if you like. And this is some of the things that we are working with telcos as well to help enable these new types of models, for example, to leverage off edge computing power that will enable vehicles, for example, to outsource some of the computing needs to those edge devices and then receive information based on that. And of course, when you look at air mobility, this is a completely new space altogether, and that requires a whole new communications infrastructure that needs to be built. And of course, it is absolutely critical that we keep in mind that we need to build these systems securely right from the start, so we can ensure that we can reap all the benefits of future drone traffic as well, and allow them to fly safely and securely around our cities.
Well, I know I'm going to have to let you go now. I'd like to thank you for your time and look forward to keeping in touch with you and the team.
Absolutely, Nikki. Thanks very much. It's been great talking.